Track 4, Galtina of Wyndham. Today, Galtina reveals a little-known fact about herself. She's actually a biker. Goodness, who knew?
How are you together? Well, some on you might know and some on you might not, I do ride a motorbike. I passed my test in 1981 when I was 17. When I was about 29, I decided to do my advanced motorcycle test with the Norfolk Advanced Motorcyclists. And what that entails, you go out on rides on your motorbike and one thing and another, and right at the end, you're followed for 70 miles by an off-duty policeman. And that's quite an intense course. But I tell you what, that has saved my life by doing that. So if any on you know anyone with a motorbike, that's always worth to say, you know, go on one of these courses because they are really, really good. And also, that's very, very important to wear the proper type of clothing. And people always say to me, you know, what is the correct type of clothing to wear on a motorcycle? And I always say, proper crash helmet, full leathers and gloves, a good hat and boots, and dark underwear. But now, as I am, I'm not going to tell you how old I am now, but I'm 61. And people see me, you know, and I'm all got my leathers on and everything else, and I turn up on my motorbike, and they think, she looked like an old granny on that. So I done a little old poem called Granny on a Motorbike. If you see me flying past with the wind blowing my hair, I'm a granny on a motorbike, and in my leathers I look fair. I'm riding past, the people look and think, what is she like? But they can nod and they can stare. I'm a granny on a bike. As I reflect what's going on, my donut days are truly gone. I'm okay with my helmet on, this old granny on a bike. The power of the engine sings, the thrusting of my bingo wings, the strap under my double chins. I'm a granny on a bike. But I don't worry anymore. I try to keep within the law. But you should hear this granny roar upon my motorbike. What about that then? See you soon. Cheerio.
Thank you, Tina. I'll keep my eyes peeled and my ears tuned when next I'm in Wyndham to see if I can spot you zooming past.